Hello there, lovely ghoulies. This is Larry Sylvester from the Horror Fan Club Kenya. Happy Halloween. Welcome to 30 Nights of Halloween. All right, guys, so this is the final episode of the season, 30 Nights of Halloween, and it is right on time for Halloween.
Yeah, man, Halloween,
for Halloween. Sure. Yeah, and if you're wondering which voice is that speaking in the background, it's Dan Kanbul. You know, one of my, like, most loyalist member of the Horror Fan Club, and also an official of the Horror Fan Club Kenya. So, for today's episode, we're going to talk about, like, what is the Horror Fan Club Kenya?
Yes.
Like, dude, people in Kenya love horror movies. What else? What else? We just decided to, like, start up a group of, like, you know, let us meet together and, like, let us enjoy horror fan movies. Like, let us enjoy horror movies. Let us enjoy bad flicks of horror movies. Let's just... Dan, let me just let you go first. Like, what do you think about the horror movie, the Horror Fan Club, like, members? It is time to snitch on them. Of course, we couldn't have, like, gotten all of them here together. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But basically, as my friend, who's also the founder of the Horror Fan Club, we basically bring like-minded individuals who actually are a fan of horror, who enjoy horror, or in a platform or in a comfort zone where you're able to enjoy and speak on it and enjoy it, because there was this superstition, or there still is, whereby horror is either evil or is based in something negative, which is totally wrong. You can use it actually to bring real issues at the forefront. So it's an amazing platform. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoy being a part of it. I also enjoy the concept of horror and how we can actually go beyond. So yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, so which was your, like, best, like, event we ever had? Like, we, you know, 2020, like, we have had, like, very few events at the beginning of the year, but then the virus came. So which was, like, mm-hmm. one of your memorable, like, most memorable event that you had, like, as a member of the Horror Fan Club?
For this year?
No, for any year, whichever year, like, ever since it began, like, 2017.
Would be the movie marathon.
Awesome. Yes, what? Now you want me to, like, release spoilers here. Okay, fine.
Trust me, spoilers are coming. But
what was more memorable about the movie marathon? Like, which particular moment? Because I remember, let me give you just, like, a basic overview of what you did during that movie marathon. Basically, we just left the house. We went to the site of the horror movie marathon. We had an awesome night. And then the next day, one of our friends, like, just got an email notification. Like, oh, yeah, there's really, like, oh, wow, what is it called? Entrance to the Wildlife Park. So, like, let's push this horror movie marathon to, like, the next day. So, yeah, that's to me, that was the most epic moment. Like, we are going home. But then this guy just comes up with his phone. Like, yeah, can we go to the park? Like, what park? Oh, let's go watch animals. It's free. So I'm like, yeah, Najib Balala, Minister of, like, Wildlife and Tourism. Go ahead.
So it was also because, like, one, we got to enjoy old classic horror films, which is dope. Two, we got to meet new members, because we only see them in social media sites. So we got to see each other face to face. It was interesting. Yeah. It was fun. Mm. It was enjoyable. Yeah. There was snacks. It was fun. We got to enjoy the movie, we got to interact, we got to play games.
We got to play Ouija board, like, I don't know. Did that actually work? I don't know, I was too drunk to know. Sorry, I'm just being candid here, man. I did not like dabbling with the supernatural. So when it came to the Ouija, man, I had to take, like, one or two and just to make, to steal my nerves. But that was an awesome. That was an awesome night.
We headed out where we had candles. We formed a circle, each other. Each tried to give their own personal story. A horror story of their own. They came up with it. Was awesome. It was an awesome night.
So guys, that's what you should expect from the movie. We had also stargazing.
Yeah,
I think that is what led us outside.
Exactly.
The host had put out, like, candles, like, in the middle of the night in his compound. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. For me, yeah. That horror movie marathon was nice, but as I said, the next day was also epic. I was shutting down, my body was shutting up, like, oh yeah, there's another, like, thing to do. Personally, I think, like, from my perspective, I think the most memorable event that we, the Horror Fan Club, have had is Costopia. The first ever horror movie marathon, like, horror convention, not even marathon. Convention in East Africa or Africa. I don't know if South Africa do have But yeah, that was my most memorable because I just felt like the love from like the horror movie or from like the horror fan club Kenya members. Like they showed up, they turned up, like it was just a surreal experience. Like everybody was just... Oh yeah, that's my ringtone. Apologies, but yeah, everybody was just surreal. Everybody was just so chill. Like, have you ever had an event where people were just up and down trying to do things, trying to do activities, but you know, for Costopia, everybody was just chill. Like, you'd find someone seated. Like, I remember I found you seated. I'm like, yo, dude, what are you doing? Dude was just watching, like, trailers on the screen. I'm like, okay, cool, that's a thing, let's do that. So yeah.
I was taking notes on which horrors to
like, this dude was so, like, he wasn't even socializing with people. He was just there, like,
so in tune with the trailers.
Let me take, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yeah, so yeah, I think this, today being Halloween, it's a day just to appreciate you, Horror Fan Club Kenya members. On Facebook, like, the numbers are still rising. On Instagram,
yeah,
we have something planned out for you to get your numbers high, and also on Twitter. Yeah, so you guys are just amazing. I mean, it's Halloween. What are you doing for Halloween? We've already given you, like, the blueprint of everything to do, from reads to horror movies to horror games.
Yeah.
No, we haven't talked about horror games in, like, the previous podcast.
Oh, okay, no.
Yeah,
no.
So a quick one. Mortal Kombat and Five Nights at Freddy's. Your best horror movie games? Silent Hill?
Mortal Kombat between? Mortal Kombat and...
Between Mortal Kombat,
uh-huh.
Silent Hill, and Five Nights at Freddy's.
Of course, Mortal Kombat.
Of course you. Of course, it's not on studios, but yeah. I will also go for Mortal Kombat, but have you ever played Five Nights at Freddy's?
Oh, Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, it's an adventure, like, themed game. It's actually pretty fucking scary, man. I think we should have that for our watch party tonight. Yeah, because it's just so creepy, man. Dude, Five Nights at Freddy's, you need to watch that. I know you're a big Mortal Kombat fan, so I wouldn't even try to argue with you on that. Yeah, so, okay, cool. So, this is the last episode. You should be so fucking hyped. It's fucking Halloween today. Do we have a full moon?
Wait, Halloween.
Dude, okay, in Kenya, the part that we are in, like, you cannot see the full moon.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we have, like, so much cloud cover. Like, when that full moon, like, hits the clouds, it looks like daylight. So that's a thing to look out for. Yeah, it's radiant. Like, it's like a luminous cover on top of us. Like, I remember yesterday when I was coming from my work, I was like, what, it's 8 and it's still like daylight, like it's so bright, it's so like you can just get a rooftop and try to like see what's going on. It's a full moon,
it's
you guys
full moon,
as you're having
a
watch
Halloween party
and we're having the game, like just stroll out and do it. So that is it, Horror Fan Club members, we love you guys. And tomorrow, like, our year ends on Halloween. After tonight we're just going on to next year. Like, we're done for the year. So we would love for you guys to, like, push this out. Push, like, we are all about horror. We are all about horror. Be it movies, be it games, be it comics, novels, reviews, like, anything horror goes. So, yeah, you can just share this out. Yeah, it could be... We really appreciate you. Especially for the people who have partaken in this podcast, including Dan. Yeah, who is also I'm just gonna snitch you out right here. Who is also a content creator in terms of the what we usually roll out per monthly basis.
Mm-hmm.
So you might see him like just downplaying it here, but he's a big shot. He's a big shot. He's getting money. So where's your speech? Where's your speech?
So like my colleague just said, 31st is basically like our end of year, but that also means new things are coming.
Yes,
new epic amazing things are coming. This is the beginning, I guarantee you, just the beginning. We're heading to greater things. Keep an eye out, just keep an ear out, and trust me, you will get to see we grow together as one. So I won't spill the beans as of now.
Do not, it's an in-house thing.
But just keep an eye on our social media platforms, all our handles, and trust me, good things are coming. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and we're also like rolling out like new horror movie or horror fan club. Why do I confuse fan and movies? Like, we're releasing like new horror fan club members who are actually like creating and making an impact in the artistic like scene, in the visual and visual media.
Visual arts.
Like, who are actually creating an impact? So we're like creating like programs for them. We are a platform whereby we just give an opportunity for all you dark souls to, you know, just create, be creative. We know Kenya, we live in such a conservative society.
Yes.
And it actually has been, I'll be candid here for a moment, it has been really hard to like get this horror aspect out. Like, you guys have no idea, you know, like how much backlash we have when we approach like sponsors, we partners, you know, event organizers, and like, oh, our whole MO is like horror movies, like the horror genre, and they're like, oh no, we don't do that, you know, because we're just such a conservative society. Yeah, but it's so nice to see it slowly picking up. So you're not gonna, that's why we're trying to like really be patient. Speaking of patient, let us shit talk. Okay, for these last few minutes, let us shit talk the people who hold Halloween events that are not legit. They're not legit in Kenya. Yes, we know. Yeah. You know, you have your posters out there, you know, you have your events out there. Like, I really think, like, for someone to hold like a Halloween party, or like, how, let's not even horror, let's just maintain on this day, Halloween, just make sure you have the whole understanding of Halloween. Don't just create a poster because you just googled
the word Halloween on it.
Yeah, like you just googled, oh, Google map, Google calendar, it's 31st, it's Halloween, and then create something out of it. There's so many like fake horror movie fans, fake horror movie like ambassadors here in Kenya. They just create a movie, like, they just create events or groups just for the sake of it.
Yeah,
you know, and people really just think it's that easy. It's not that easy. Like, you have to research the genre, you have to have patience, you have to build your audience. Just don't put up a poster
and have a passion and understanding of it.
Yes,
not just use
the
name.
Yes, sadly is that I know most of these people like don't have a passion of it. They just like the whole concept of urban culture.
Yeah,
they're like always on trend with like what's happening,
new.
Yeah, they don't
jumping
go deep
on the trend
into
after
it.
That.
Yeah, I mean, so for you phony horror movie fans, horror movie organizers or facilitators or whoever, just stop it. Like, COVID is here. That's why we're having our event virtual.
Yeah.
Why are you calling your people for an event at 2 to 6? That is not Halloween. That is not Halloween starts when the darkness sets in.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just, that was me venting out. Dan, final words. I think this episode was supposed to be fun and bubbly, and yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Do it.
So today we're also having our anticipated live stream as well as watch party. So it will be starting at around, although by the time you hear this, so for those who will be on point immediately we release this.
Yes,
make sure, even if you won't be able to see, it will still be recorded. Yes, you'll be able to get a chance to see our watch party and our live stream. Yeah, so
and
I'm
also
sure you do.
And also our game night.
Yes,
yeah,
game night as well.
Right, Among Us.
Yes, the game, yeah, Among Us. Yes.
All right, that has been it for today's episode of 13 Nights of Halloween. It is the last episode for this season of 13 Nights of Halloween. Thank you all for my guests. Thank you all for my fans. Thank you all for just being a horror movie fanatic. It has been real, it has been amazing, and it has been quite a journey. If you guys want a season 2 of 13 Nights of Halloween, just hit us up on our social media pages at Horror Fan Club Kenya on Facebook, at Horror Fan Club _KE on Instagram, and we will be sure to bring this very new, very just invigorated. I have been your host, Larry Sylvester. Today, happy Halloween!